Are you ready to get intimate? Because now is the time, and this is the place. I'm Dr. K, and I'm ready to get intimate with you. This is the show for everyone who is not afraid to get intimate on some level. That's right. This is a show all about intimacy. Different perspectives, different topics, different views. One purpose. Join me on this journey to go deep, get raw, get real, and get intimate. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts. What's up, my homies? Dr. K, and I'm back in the studios. Sometimes I get in the studio and I get a little lost with my music. So what's on my mind? You know, there's a couple of things that are on my mind. And one of them is I want to let all my fans know that trauma really changed me. Sometimes I feel like maybe it changed me for the worse. You know, before I had such a childlike innocence, even if there is such a thing, and I had such a simplistic view of the world. I trusted others so easily, and I had no reason to doubt. But goodness, God knows, my trauma changed me. Now, I question others' motives. I question whether something can hurt me. And I don't think I see things so simplistically now. Everything is complex. And I view the world with very different eyes. I don't trust so easily anymore. And you guys, if you've been tuning in and you guys have been listening to the previous episodes, I have every reason to doubt. I doubt my willingness to trust. And why would I give my heart and trust to someone so easily when I can get hurt? And I'm not talking about romantically either, you know? I'm talking about even meeting someone for the first time. How can I tell them about my life? Really? Where do you begin? And why would they use information against me later? You know? Now, I can't be certain of someone's intentions, but my trauma definitely has changed me. I am even smarter and wiser. I am more cautious. And I don't take risks, you know. And yes, I can hold, you know, all that is going to hold me back with certain things in life. But I want to be certain before I jump headfirst into the unknown. And I look at people's actions and not their words, because words can be deceiving. But actions are more telling. Yeah, you know, my trauma changed me. It is both a blessing and a curse. You know, I've been a little bit MIA and I haven't had the time or the energy to record lately because I'm working two full-time jobs. Yes, I am. Dr. K is. Because at the end of this, I have a goal. I have a dream. I can't tell you what that goal or dream is because I don't want to jinx myself. But I'm letting you all know because I'm holding myself accountable. And I hope that you guys are holding me accountable. So every time that I want to complain about how my body hurts and how this second job is just breaking my spirit to the bone. And there are days that I go home crying, you know. But dreams weren't meant to just be handed to you. Dreams weren't meant to be easy. If you want something, you need to step up and you need to take it. Something else that's been on my mind lately and something that I realized through my channel on TikTok. I'm picking up a lot of fans. Yes, I am. But I realized that being an empath definitely has compounded my life. And I'm finding that I have a large following of other empathic people. We are all one, people. I feel you. I know you. And I know you know me. But let me ask you a question. Can empaths find love? Can we ever find love? Do we ever fall in love? Is it possible? Can we believe that we can find love? Well, Dr. K wants to break that up a little bit for you guys. You know, it's not unusual for an empath to hear that they need to toughen up or maybe not take things so seriously. Come on, give me a fucking break, you guys. If you only knew, if you only walked a mile in my shoes and you knew how easy that was for you to say, but not so easy to do. But that's almost impossible, you know? We just can't do that. Because these types of people, like me and you, if you're an empath, we feel emotions so intensely. This ability to empathize with others and take on their feelings creates a unique situation regarding relationships. And you guys, it's not just the people that I meet or random people that might be in the same room with me. This reaches out to people, you know, through a phone screen, through video. I feel you all. I feel like I know you. And I feel like, again, you all know me. And if you consider yourself an empath, then you need to take extra care when choosing your partners. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about relationships. You need to take extra care when you're going to choose that person who is going to come into your life. Potentially, you're going to feed off their energy. And maybe you're going to absorb their emotions as your own. Because that's what empaths do. That's what we do. And that can become draining if you don't have the right relationship. So, who can empaths fall in love with? Well, there are a few personalities that might fit well. But you know what? First, let's learn a little bit more about empaths. And if you're listening to me right now and you're an empath, you know exactly what route I'm going to take. And if you have no idea what an empath is, well, let me tell you. What does it mean to be an empath? Empaths get called highly sensitive. But that isn't always the best definition. While it is true, just being aware of our emotions and the emotional needs of others is basically what we are and who we are. Empaths, we take on the feelings and emotions of others all around us. And we feel things so intensely that another person's fear turns into our fear and their joy becomes our joy. We often see the world through maybe intuition rather than logic and reasoning. And that's going to lead to a tricky situation. So a romantic relationship with an empath can bring about very intense love. The people who have been in my life in a romantic and in, let's say, in an intimate way have experienced this intense love. Because empaths are usually introverts. And that fear emotion can cause them to retreat from a relationship. It doesn't mean that they don't love or appreciate you. They just don't know how to set boundaries between your feelings and their own. And you guys, it is essential for an empath to be mindful of finding the right soulmate. And even then, they need to take certain steps to create a lasting bond. So, what are the types of people that are best suited for relationships with empaths? Well, you guys, there are many types of people out there. Many. We all know, right? We live in this big, gigantic world. And each one has their advantages and, well, disadvantages. But there are specific groups of people that empaths should avoid completely. Yeah, they should. And this includes narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths. While these three groups are different, they can all be terrible matches for an empath. Narcissists, sociopaths, and psychopaths are not emotional at all, you guys. This fact and other traits can leave an empath feeling very drained and negative. The tricky part about this group is that they can be very, well, charming, which often appeals to empaths. Oh, yes. Yeah. If you find yourself in a relationship with one of these three, you will notice all your energy going into caring for their complex nature. You'll feel drained. You won't have time to tend to your own emotional needs, which is crucial as an empath. And you guys, it's best just to avoid this group and focus on other personalities. So then it begs to question, who can an empath fall in love with? Well, you guys, let me tell you, intellectuals or intense thinkers. Yeah, and by the way, you probably would have heard in previous episodes, I am a demisexual. So this fits in right with, you know, an empath. Most empaths, I think, are demisexual. And if you're not, reach out, because what you have to say really does matter. And I love it when you guys reach out. So intellectuals or intense thinkers, right? Okay. These people tend to view the world through logic and intelligence. They may feel maybe at ease in their minds and they like to find solutions for problems. Oh, I just get so sexually turned on when I think about that. And while they do have emotions, they might not be connected to them because emotions aren't always as logical. And as an empath in a relationship with an intellectual, you will need to be very straightforward about your needs. You just let them know. Let them know what you need and time and space and assure them that it's not because of anything they have done. Because intellectuals like to find solutions to problems, it's best to be open so you can both come up with answers to any issues. Okay, so question. I've been asked this question oftentimes. What about dating other empaths? And it might seem like a good idea, right? To be in a relationship with another empath, but do take caution, remember? They will understand your need for space and the ability to feel everything intensely. But it can also be challenging sort of through everyone's emotions and to be able to set boundaries. It's not impossible to have a relationship involving another empath. It is highly possible. But each person must acknowledge and honor the other feelings as their own. Because as both, you can easily communicate about your emotions and use that strength to help one another. So I think it has its good and its, you know, negatives. And you will need to make that choice of your own. But honestly, I don't think that I could ever date another empath. Okay, so what about the strong and silent? This type of person is often the opposite of an empath. They are a rock, solid and sturdy in a relationship. And you will never feel alone or abandoned when you are with someone like this. The strong and the silent type doesn't like to share their emotions, though. And that can be difficult for an empath. But it can also provide a good balance to the relationship. Yes. The empath can help the strong and silent one draw out their emotions. Ooh, I love that. Right? In turn, they can provide a solid base for an empath and the support to get through challenging times. What about gushers or sharers? A gusher has no problem sharing all their emotions with anyone who will listen. And while that can be a good thing, remember, empaths take on the emotions of others as their own. And it can get a little overwhelming. If an empath is in a relationship with a gusher, take some time to set boundaries and effective communication. You guys, it is great that you can share all these emotions with this type of person, but it's also crucial to give yourself time and recharge and regroup. Loving an empath might require some special care and consideration. But it can also be one of your most rewarding relationships. And if you're an empath, make sure you let your voice be heard in the relationship. And make sure you have time to nurture yourself as well as your partner. Self-care, self-love. That's what it's all about, you guys. Now, you guys, empaths can be incredibly compassionate. We can be supportive. We can be very supporting partners. Yet being an empath also sets you up for unique challenges with lovers. Yes. So let's say you get into a relationship. Okay. Now, I'm going to give you guys some of the biggest challenges empaths tend to face in a relationship. And, you know, and how to navigate those challenges so maybe you can enjoy a more nourishing, healthy love life. And if you're happily unattached and not looking to date or partner up with somebody, maybe consider some of my guidelines as helpful for navigating any close relationships, like a close friendship. Yeah, this even works for close friendships. Number one, if fearing intimacy and getting closer is, you know, where you're at. Some empaths like me, you know, I've had a lot of trauma in my life, and getting close to someone really makes me very afraid. Some empaths may avoid dating or maybe some romantic commitment because they fear being overwhelmed by partner's energies and emotions. I feel you. Many empaths like to have plenty of space, energetic, emotional, and physical. And this is how empaths retreat and we recover. And this is how we give our own hyper-perspective systems a break from overstimulation and absorbing the energies and emotions of others. So if you're a single empath and you are loving it, fucking congratulations. If you're an empath who wants to date or be committed in a partnership, remember, your sensitivity does not have to hold you back. You can maintain your need for space while enjoying a successful partnership. Now, if you're already in a committed relationship, mindfully creating space for yourself might improve the relationship. An empath pro tip. You don't have to be in a relationship with another empath for your partner to get your need for space. Let a lover know, communicate, that you need to regularly pull back and create space for yourself. Oh man, if you guys don't give me my fucking time out, you have no idea. And maybe especially when your sensitive system is overwhelmed and frazzled, and that's why I need to be put in time out. This might look like having maybe one weekend on with social engagements and then the next weekend off to chill, recover, and reground. If you're already in a partnership, let your partner know that sometimes you want to walk the park by yourself. You just need that. Have quiet time reading in bed next to each other and do other activity, either alone or together, and that is low stimulation. And it creates space for your sensitive system to retreat and recover. The issue is sensitivity. I honestly, sometimes I just love turning off the phone, closing off the lights or shutting down the lights and closing the curtains. And that's probably how I'll spend my afternoon. That's my time out. So unconsciously prioritizing in a partner's wants and needs in an unbalanced way. Many empath friends and clients have confessed that it took them too long to realize they were prioritizing their partners, and they were prioritizing their partner's wishes over their own. You know, because empaths can feel other people's energies and emotions so intensely that they may struggle with confrontation or asserting themselves in a romantic relationship instead of challenging a mate on a big purchase. For example, an empath might bury their objection in order to avoid feeling the challenging emotions that their partner will feel when challenged. You guys, this is how empaths can fall easily into people-pleasing in a romantic or any other relationship. And again, an empath pro tip. Practice asserting yourself more in the relationship, voicing your needs and wants more regularly. Practice makes everything easier over time. You guys, Empaths who are recovering people pleasers can build up a tougher skin around confrontations by being more of an observer and less of a feeler during these interactions. Remember that prioritizing your own wants and needs is healthy for both you and your partner, and it will help by not sounding the alarm. When you think your partner is making a poor choice, you can also enable their self-sabotaging patterns. And by not sharing one of your great ideas that your mate may disagree with or resist, you're cheating them out of benefiting from your brilliance and cheating yourself in so many ways. And you didn't even have to go to Vegas for that. So keep in mind that relationships are about compromise. No one person should dominate. Okay, now number three. Getting lost in a partner's emotions instead of having clear emotional boundaries. Humans can bond deeply with lovers and partners. And when you're sensitive empath, it is important not to take bonding too far. And maybe you merge with your partner. Because empaths pick up easily on what's around them. If you're feeling a challenging emotion out of the blue, like sadness, anger, ask yourself, is this mine or someone else's? You may be carrying some of your partner's emotions to an unhealthy degree. Even intense joy can be draining when you're too much in another's emotional experience. Allow your partner to have their own emotional experience. And remember that you don't always have to feel with them. You have a lovely shared emotional and energetic bubble with lovers. But you also have a bubble that is all your own. Keeping that in mind is a very powerful move. So here's the empath pro tip. Cultivate hobbies, interests, friendships, activities that are separate from those that you share with your partner. Have grounding practices that keep you centered on your own energy, like meditation and pulling oracle cards, journaling, a solo exercise routine, or a creative hobby. Have empath-friendly methods for processing your own emotions, you know? So you know that what's yours in your emotional territory. Number four, turning in to a partner. Without understanding, observation, and witnessing. An empath's default wiring is to tune into what's around them and the energy of a crowd, a physical space, or a lover with their clairvoyant or feeling psychic way, you know? Being able to feel with people or take the energetic pulse space is group is useful. But if it's the only way you navigate life, it can quickly leave an empath feeling drained and very overwhelmed. Sometimes tuning into a partner is the nourishing, healthy, supportive option. And other times it is the opposite, especially if the empath is already feeling drained and overwhelmed. So here's your empath pro tip. Learn about witnessing so you can pull back and observe your partner from a more neutral, emotional, and energetic place. So when you witness and you observe, you employ their clairvoyant, you know, or intellectual psychic pathway. And so you still receive intuitive information. And when it comes to dating as an empath, being able to more mindfully tune or out from a partner is an incredible tool. I feel all empaths should learn more about, you know? Number five, trying to manage and contain and choose or change a partner's emotions. Because empaths can feel a partner's emotions in their own system. And they can mistake this for being responsible for a partner's emotions. I do this all the time. I'm always like, okay, you're mad, right? Are you mad at me? No, you guys. Consider that your partner's emotions are their own business. And if a lover's emotions make you overwhelmed or uncomfortable, that's usually your business. Yet handling your overwhelming by attempting your overwhelming feelings, by attempting to control your partner's emotions, which could look like always wanting to soothe your partner when they're upset, or trying to talk a partner out of challenging emotion, is not always going to be the best path forward for either of you. So here's the empath pro tip. Encourage emotional intelligence and maturity in a relationship by talking about your emotions and how they affect you guys. If the way your partner processes or expresses their emotions is really unhealthy, let them know and suggest they get help. Try individual couples counseling sessions. And if your partner has rage issues or if they have prolonged periods of high emotional intensity that trigger you, do a loving self-inventory to see if there's a pattern or feeling responsible for your partner's emotions or trying to control their emotions with awareness and tools. These self-sabotaging patterns can shift dramatically and positively. So you know what's coming before your partner does, right? And as empaths, our intuition is constantly speaking to us. We often know what will happen in our relationship and the moment that we meet someone. But if we're not tuned into our intuition, we may confuse wishful thinking with that true gut level knowledge of truth. And if we sense something positive with a partner, you guys, we're going to feel excited and allow ourselves to become too vulnerable too fast. And we may share too much or move too fast in a relationship because we know something our partner doesn't know. But if a partner doesn't share our empathic gifts, he or she may not be ready to move quite so fast and may feel threatened by our deep dive into a relationship. So it's best for us to move slowly and allow our partners to fall in love with us at their own space. Likewise, also pay attention to those intuitive messages that warn you about a partner. How many times have you stayed in a relationship for too long? Or you knew the beginning that you shouldn't date someone, but you did it anyway. Our egos and our desire to heal, if I can only talk, our egos and our desire to heal and love can sometimes overrule our uncanny knack for knowing what is best for us. We can also sense when something is off with our partners, and this can be an anxiety provoking for us, especially if we don't know what exactly is off or if your partner can't address it with us. Don't make assumptions based on what you're sensing. Instead, use good, clear communication with the intention of curiosity with your partner and ask, explore, and express yourself. Don't ignore your gut, but remember that you may be 10 steps ahead of your partner. Good communication is key. So, in conclusion, I want to tell my fellow empaths out there who are looking for love or are happily single, ground and protect yourself. Before you go on any date, do some breathing and energetic protection and exercises to help your boundaries strong. If you're not sure how to manage your empathic traits, there are plenty of resources on the internet or in books. It is also helpful to keep a journal of your ups and downs in any relationship and to identify your intuitions. Over time, we tend to forget things, or we don't realize how much time can actually pass in an unhealthy relationship. And you'll be able to look back and decipher patterns in you and your partner instead of getting lost in the moment. Dating as an empath can be a gift and a challenge. And understanding yourself better and learning how to protect yourself in love can go a long way and helping you find a loving, healthy, conscious relationship. And from me to you folks, not sure I'm trying to keep up with everything that's going on with my life, TikToks, podcasting, working a normal job during the day, working graveyard shift. I'm gonna be like this for a while, so please don't give up on me. Please believe in me because I have a lot still to share with you. And I appreciate all your loving kindness and all your loving support. Please don't forget that in my links in Spotify, you can also can choose to support me. There's various different ways to support me. You can share with me a small monthly contribution. Or if you have any connects, to a radio station, I would love to go back to a radio station. Or I'm still looking for a sponsorship. Otherwise, if you just want to hang out with me, you want to see what's going on TikTok, you can always look up Dr. K, spell it all out, DocTor space K, and I should pop up. You can also find me on Facebook fan page, Get Intimate with Dr. K. And I'm also on Instagram. Don't really like Twitter. I never really got Twitter, so you can't find me there, but otherwise I'm just rambling on and I haven't slept for 23 hours, so I think I need to get my ass to bed. So until next time, it's been a moment, an intimate moment shared with me to you, and this is your host, Dr. K. Peace out.